Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Here's down the road from that fateful day in June. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. And as I mentioned, we welcome you into the show here today. And it is a melancholy day, certainly, Mark. Good afternoon. And 10 years ago today, we're seeing all the pictures that are being reposted. And by the way, great to see your Rising Above t-shirt out and about again. But man alive, I think we all have some just some incredible memories of what took place 10 years ago, not only today, but the last couple days and, you know, into the next 2 or 3 weeks looking back at it.
Yeah, Scott, there's certainly images that you'll never forget. And I'm going to go across the hall here after this show and talk with Rick Swan on Smart FM about my remembrances. I was general manager of the Chrome Horse in the Newbow District at the time. And I'll never forget, I think it was a week or 10 days after the crest of the flood. Law enforcement officials finally let us in to examine the damage. And it was devastating. Having worked, you know, in that facility day after day for a number of years and seeing bar stools hanging from fans and just a strewn mess and muddy mess. And that was only one business that was affected. It was a very devastating time for a lot of people. But I think many people in Cedar Rapids and elsewhere saw it finally, eventually, as an opportunity to do something that was really good. And there's a lot of positive things that have happened in Cedar Rapids. I know Brian Riverside was probably affected at the time as well, right?
That was very devastated for sure.
Yeah. It caused you guys to reroute some of your holes and had that, 3 or 4 holes over there by the river. You changed
ultimately,
them.
Ultimately, buy more land and reroute the golf course completely.
Mm. And golf courses, businesses, recreation, whatever the case may be. You know, the vivid memory is that everybody was still to this day is the fact that the only way from one side of the river to the other was the I-380 bridge. And how it was just jam-packed from dawn to beyond dusk, if you will. That's the
tell me,
memory.
I live right off Wilson Avenue.
Yeah.
It was hard to get out.
And, you know, we basically stayed here at the radio station. We're manned 24/7 anyway, but just to help out. And, you know, another memory of that particular time was just everybody coming together. Whether it be to save a business, to you know rescue somebody that needed to be rescued. I remember the well out by the Edgewood Road Bridge. The call came to help sandbag out there, and it was saved out there.
Barely,
yeah. But it was saved. And just people coming together like that, and that's what I think is going to be the everlasting memory that I will have back as far as June 2008 is concerned. But, you know, it was just people coming together and just the amazing pictures that are still out there, that are still being circulated at this time.
I think one of the remarkable things about the whole event is that no one died, at least in Cedar Rapids, and there were some close calls. But at the time, it was one of the largest natural disasters in our country. And you know, the fact that nobody, there was injuries, that's for sure, but the fact that nobody got killed is pretty remarkable.
It was. It was. Your thoughts, your memories, 319-366-1600 here for the first couple of minutes of the program here today. That's a Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, of course, located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. And it wasn't only Cedar Rapids, but, you know, Vinton, Palo, Coralville, Iowa City. Just up and down the line, and really never forget the fact that everything that came together to set off and to trigger the flood, you know, the what put it over the top, I think, was that 4 or 5 inch rain we had on the 12th.
That's another memory. While trying to pump water out of the basement, it just rained and rained.
And wouldn't stop.
And would not stop. And I think another issue was the geological gauge broke. And that sent estimates soaring for the crust.
Yeah, it really did. And we are presented today by Third Base Brewery here on the Gym Class. Third Base Brewery located on the corner of C Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road, northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by and have a remembrance of the flood and toast everybody that helped out on that particular day and throughout the weeks after that to get Cedar Rapids up and going. And you know, as far, I know the newspaper did a tremendous job documenting it. I know Channel 9 is going to have a big special coming up tonight. It's going to be very, very interesting. And you hate to say that good came out of it, but, you know, there is a renaissance in downtown Cedar Rapids, for sure. And in other places as well I don't want to say resulted from the flood, but, you know, you rebuild, you go on, and that's what we've done.
Yeah, and it wasn't easy, and there was no blueprint for rebounding either. Everybody, you know, you had to deal with the government. You had to deal with all kinds of city regulations, building permits, and whatnot. And you talk about people helping each other. I remember the Cedar Rapids Colonels basically welcoming folks into the ballpark who might have been displaced. And there were a lot of I remember cleaning up at the Chrome Horse, and Mark Carlson, the head coach of the Rough Riders, just stopped in one afternoon and wanted to help and work. And there were plenty of examples like that.
Sports teams all around, whether it be in the metro area or outside of it.
People from out of state came in.
Just came to volunteer. Just came to volunteer. And 319-366-1600, we mentioned that is Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line and the phone line as well. And our friend Josh and Ely wants to chime in about the flood of 2008. Josh, good afternoon. How are you?
Great. Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. Just wanted to kind of piggyback off what you guys were saying. You had mentioned that, you know, everybody came together. And just a minute ago, you talked about the sports teams. We sandbagged the Iowa River Landing down in Coralville and happened to be sandbagging with Reese Morgan. So that was kind of a cool deal, not only because I was a little starstruck, because I'm a big Iowa football fan, but to see someone with that stature out just helping the common man and doing everything to help their community. So I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Great point.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600.
On the text line, the Hurtina and Stocker Jeweler text line 6015 with a remembrance. Seeing my mom crying when the National Guard wouldn't let her back in her house to get childhood memories hurt me hard.
Yeah, and that's there are many different stories like that. And, you know, to go through, especially Time Check area around there on the northwest side over toward Ellis, and to see how things have changed, just, heck, you take a look at the west side of the river downtown right now, the big green space there, and remember the buildings that were there, you know, that's the final piece of the puzzle yet that is yet to be determined what's going to happen right there. Been a lot of suggestions, that have been
7-11.
Yeah, turned down, etc. Whatever the case may be, but at any rate, there's still more to come. 10 years later, and we'll go 10 to 15 years and beyond as far as. Recovering from the flood is concerned.
Maybe you can speak to this too, Scott, because I think there were plenty of people in town that you know, were not flooded. You live on the northeast side. You weren't flooded.
No.
But did you lose electricity?
Briefly.
I'm not saying people that weren't affected didn't care, but this is a big enough town that a segment of the population, really, unless they're watching TV or listening to radio, had no idea what was going on.
True.
Unless they worked downtown or in some of those flooded areas.
Yeah. Interesting. My oldest son was in baseball that summer, obviously, in U-SSA baseball. And one thing I remember is going to the state tournament and that was in Des Moines, and had the other teams come up and, you know, say, you know, we were worried about you, et cetera, because you're a Cedar Rapids team. And it was really neat to see.
Yeah.
Neat to see that. And neat to have everybody come together, no matter if they were affected or not. And it got to the bottom of the water got to the bottom of the Wilson Avenue exit, southbound, on 380. I mean, just think about that. If you're driving by there, please don't look.
Plenty of gawkers at the time, I can tell you.
Yeah, yeah, really, there were. But, yeah, everybody came together, and that was the name of the game.
A couple more comments on the text line. 1545, my wife and I helped with a cleanup at two houses, a grocery store, and a church. I had, of course, seen on TV and heard about other disasters like this, but they all seemed abstract until one was actually knee-deep in it. And our friend Ryan, the food delivery guy, I remember helping a great friend of mine named Dan Robinson. He used to bowl with you. Yes, I remember Dan. Until he, a year ago, putting his furniture up thinking it was high enough, but it wasn't. And it flooded the whole first floor of his house. You know, that's what happened to the Chrome Horse, too, because projections were, we'll get 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah.
So we put many of the valuable materials, you know, 5, 6, 7 feet up at the most. When we had a second story, well, we could have taken a lot of stuff too, but who knew? And as it turned out, it nearly got to the ceiling on the first floor anyway, so it really didn't matter.
It wasn't going to matter. And, you know, that's what the gauge, we kind of lost perspective of it because we didn't have that gauge. And then, like we said, it kept raining and raining and raining. It was just the perfect storm that came together and resulted from that. But memories and rebuilding, that's what it's all about. And just wanted to start the show today talking about that a little bit and getting things into perspective before we talk some golf here on the program as the U.S. Open is right around the corner. 3:16, we're going to take a break, come back, and we will talk some golf. Brian Haas with us here in studio from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. We are going to talk about the United States Open. We're going to talk about a very interesting event that took place in the Dakotas as well. It took place at a state championship last week. I know some people did hear about that, but we're going to talk about it as well. And then we wanted to talk about this as well, rules, because, you know, there are a lot of rules to the game of golf, and rules are being amended next year in the game of golf.
Chances are we're going to see some application of the rules this weekend at the U.S. Open. I guarantee you.
I would guarantee it. Hopefully nothing like Dustin Johnson a couple years ago, but at any rate, we'll talk about rules, and we'll give our U.S. Open picks as well and take your phone calls for Brian at 319-366-1600. So stay with us. More to come. It is the Wednesday, June 13th edition of the Gym Class coming your way next here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
If you could only shop one sale, this is it. McGrathathon is on. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha is a pre-owned paradise. Now through Monday night, over 3,000 used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, everything on sale. With a down payment as little as $88 and monthly payments from just $88. The McGrath Used Car Campus has used cars from $29.88. Use full-size and SUV pickups. Shop Sierras, Silverados, Acadias, Yukons, even Wranglers. Priced thousands below market value. The Thon is on at the McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Credit challenges? Team up with Eastern Iowa's number one credit team. No one works harder to get you approved so you can shop used cars from $29.88. Full-size pickups from $99.98. Down payment? Zero down delivers. McGrathathon. The McGrath Used Car Campus. Through Monday night in beautiful Hiawatha. I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We rent, sell, and service everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts, trench shoring systems, and portable restrooms. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools and small equipment for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. For the branch nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS.
319, back with you here on the Gym Class. We're going to get to Caddy Smack in the Gym Class coming up, but we have a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away and also some Colonels tickets in conjunction with the Twins, in conjunction with the Colonels. We have a 24-pack of regular Diet Dr. Pepper, and the workers today love the Dr. Pepper, certainly, once again. It was flying out of the coolers today down in Iowa City. And we've got a 4-pack of Colonels tickets for this Friday's game as the Colonels are back home. And also some food and beverages to go along at the game. And that's all going out to caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You are going to win that prize package. Kyle will get your information, and we'll let you know who our winner is coming up.
Hi, Steve Heineth, project manager for Meyer Construction at the Pharmacy Project at the central campus of University of Iowa. This is a $75 million project, 7-story concrete structure with a pharmacy fabrication space in the basement. We are currently about halfway through, expected completion August 31st. We are have skin going on right now and working on interior framing. We have great contractors on site with us. We have Ryan and Associates, we have Tri-City, Pearson, Seedorf Masonry, Architectural Walls, Summit Fire Protection. We have quite a few great guys. They're all working together as a great team. University of Iowa has been great to work for. They've been really helpful with OPN, the architects. We've got a really good team making progress on this building. Getting ready to do the interior finishes once we get dried in.
A beautiful day for Lunchbox Heroes today down in Iowa City on the University of Iowa campus. As we were down at the former footprint of Quadrangle Dormitory in Iowa City, the brand new Pharmacy Center, Mark, is going to be down there. It is an impressive, impressive building.
It really is, and I know it brought back undergraduate memories for you.
Yes, it did.
From when you were at the University of Iowa, but... Yeah, met with about 100 workers down there and fed them, had a conversation or two with a couple of our listeners, and yeah, I agree, it's quite the project.
Going to be a great building once it's completed. A big thanks to all the great sponsors for Lunchbox Heroes. They include the presenting sponsor Built by Pros, as well as Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A Lindale, Acme Tools, MediaCom, Poncheros Mexican Grill, Red Wing Shoes, United Rental, Dr. Pepper, Domino's Pizza, Mantality, Star Equipment, and Airgas. Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the Gym Class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes, and from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. And the Lakeside Barn is the perfect setting for weddings and events. Amana Colonies Golf Club in the heart of historic Amana, Iowa, is a pure golf experience. Take advantage of dynamic pricing at amanagolf.com.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swan.
Back with you, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Big thanks to all the great sponsors that we have. Amana Colonies Golf Course, Cedar Rapids City Golf Courses, St. Andrews Golf Course, and of course, Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. And head pro Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge joining us here in studio on this Wednesday. Good afternoon. How you been?
Good. How are y'all today?
Good. You're nursing an injury, you told us. So you got out to play last night, though.
Yeah, got my first 9 holes since the qualifier, and just my body hasn't been right this year for whatever reason. And I've been in and out and in and out, and I was kind of in right before the qualifier, and then the day of the qualifier wasn't feeling real good, and I had to play a couple days in a row, and then right after that I was done again for a couple weeks.
You turned 50, Brian. I'm just telling you.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Right back to the chiropractor.
We're going to get to your questions for Brian at 319-366-1600. And that is the Hertzinger's Dr. Jewelers text line. That's also the phone line as well. And we can get some tips if you need some from Brian. Mm. And we'll do that here in just a little bit. We will talk U.S. Open as well. But to start things off, we've been keeping this in the hopper for a couple, well, probably about a week and a half or so. Mm-hmm. Hasn't it been, Mark? Anyway, give the folks the background story, because this is it's inspirational, and it shows exactly what I think the game of golf is all about.
Yeah, this happened a week ago. A South Dakota high school golfer cost herself and her team a state championship when she self-reported an error she had made on her scorecard. Sioux Falls Christian would have won the Class A Girls State Championship, and Kate Winja would have won her second straight individual title had she not signed that individual or that incorrect scorecard. On the 18th hole, she signed and credited herself with a 4 instead of what she actually had, which was a 5, mm-hmm. thereby disqualifying her and pretty much eliminating her team from state championship contention. And I know many, Brian, for you're familiar with the story, and the greatest Jack Nicklaus retweeted the story and said how admirable it was. And it is. There's no question about it. But I guess one question I have is that somebody else is keeping your scorecard.
Right.
Two people were wrong in this.
Correct.
The person who recorded the 5 and the person, Kate, in this instance, who signed. But she's the only one penalized.
I see where you're going with this now. Yeah, that's pretty rough. It's the same as tending the flag stick.
Yeah.
And if you tend the flag stick and don't pull it out, you're penalizing the person putting.
Is it too harsh?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense of the way you're putting it, I agree with you that the person marking the score should be responsible also in that sense, but that the player's responsible for their score. She did not sit, they should have at this tournament, and probably did, hopefully they did, a scorecard area. And when you enter into that area, the crowd cannot go in there, so parents and that sort of thing at an event like that. And that's when you take your scorecard that you had of your personal card and match it to the card that your competitor kept for you. And you go hole by hole, line by line, and make sure that what she wrote down that your competitor for your score and what you have are the same numbers. And that didn't happen. So that falls on the player. And ultimately, I'm with you, because somebody could write down one more or one less all the way around, you know, or just try to pepper them in there and have somebody lose that way. I don't think that's what happened.
No.
But it could.
I think it was just a situation. And I don't know. I mean, if I'm playing with her, I would have said, hey, I got you for this on this hole. I mean, that's just – it was just, I think, the sheer emotion of winning. Oh, we won the state championship. I won medalist.
Right.
And just kind of lost her head a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's what happened.
And unfortunately, I see it a lot in smaller events like that, and especially in maybe not as large of format, those scoring areas aren't as good as they should be. The people in the scoring area aren't helping the players at that age especially, and making sure that they're going through that scorecard line by line. That coach should have been outside the ropes of that scoring table, making sure they went line by line. Especially at that age.
All right, let's talk about the converse. If Kate would have had a 4 and signed for a 5,
then it would have
signed for a higher score.
You can do that, and there's no penalty.
But you're going to take a 5 on
that
hole.
But you take the 5, correct.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. And would have won them the state championship.
And would have won anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was supposed to win. She was the sure win, the pick, you know, the one gal in the state that everybody was trying to beat.
I've never thought about it until this circumstance, but I know it's traditional. I played in enough tournaments to know what is done, but why not keep your own scorecard and the other people in your group attested at the end? That way you're only responsible for it.
That's basically
what you are now.
What's happening now. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Yes. Thoughts at 319-366-1600. 329.
She's sad now, but she'll 10 years from now, she'll be glad she did what she did.
She's a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my question is, should I pose the question out there? Would you be able to live with yourself?
Is this a what would you do moment?
Is this would you? Are we stealing from the next show?
Yeah, can't do it.
You can't
do
it, though.
Have you ever been in that situation, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, fixed it. I mean, I've caught them all. I've not been in a DQ situation, but I've been in a situation where I'm sitting in the scorer's tent, in the scorer's area or box, whatever you want to call it, and they put a lower number than what I had.
Mm.
Yep. And fix it right there before you sign it.
You have a discussion with your competitor about it? Or
yeah, just,
but you knew.
I knew, yeah. I'm going line by line, and I catch it, and I say, no, sorry, I made bogey there. I didn't make par, and we fix it.
You know what the worst thing is, the hardest thing in golf that I have to go through is in a tournament situation, and you know that the competitor that you are playing with had a bad hole. You know they had a bad hole, and you're not exactly sure what they had, and you have to find the correct words to ask them.
Do you have 7 or 8?
What they had. And
is that a snowman?
It is not an easy situation.
It's not, especially when you're talking double digits. Ultimately, though, you just got to put on that grim face and look at them and say, what did you end up with? And count it out with them and help them out, because sometimes that's even difficult.
Yeah.
Well, the ultimate one was Bob Golby winning the Masters when Roberto DeVincenzo signed an incorrect scorecard.
Right.
In what, 70?
No, that was
early
67?
Can you imagine in the Masters?
It's life-altering.
Oh.
Both ways.
Can you imagine what it would be like today with the Twitter universe and social media and everything going on out there? What that would be like today.
Tiger wins and signs an incorrect scorecard.
Right.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
And honestly, at that level, and probably even at the college level, that'll never happen.
No.
It just will never happen. No. There's too many people aware of it, too many focal points. So the scoring tent areas are way more complex and the scorecards. My other biggest worry for them is, were they using a tournament scorecard?
Right.
Where you have your competitor's score up top, then you have the tear off bottom for your score that you can tear off, lay it down next to your score so that you can go line by line. I'm gonna venture to say they did not have
that. In the high school meet, yeah.
At the high school meet. I'm gonna venture to say they did not have that.
No, because that would have made it a lot easier, I think.
Yes.
So 3:32. We'll take a break. We're gonna talk about rules. Your questions about the rules. We'll talk about the simplest of rules. We'll do that when we come back. We're going to get to the U.S. Open as well. It is a Wednesday edition of Caddy Smack coming your way here on KGYM. Again, congratulations to Mike and Marion. He gets our Dr. Pepper prize pack today. And we'll come back to talk more Caddy Smack with you right after this here on KGYM.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale. Now's the perfect time to bring home all the colors of summer. With 40% off everyone, from SW Pool Blue to SW Picnic. But just like summer, this sale won't last forever. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store June 15th through 18th and save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. You need to stay healthy, and GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you're getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. You heard it right. A full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details. Napa
Know-How. Right now, a three-pack of Peak microfiber cloths is just $1.99. But they're not just inexpensive, they're innovative. After all, they clean and dry and polish and support our troops. Because for every purchase of Peak microfiber cloths for $1.99, we'll make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. That's no average cloth. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Back on the Gym Class Wednesday edition, coming your way here at KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Brian Haas here in studio. Rick Swan to hopefully join us coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertie & Stocker Jewelers text line. If you would like to weigh in, if you have a question about your game, also if you have a question about rules interpretations, we wanted to kick that around today here on this Wednesday edition of the show with Caddy Smack and the Gym Class, because there are questions about the rules, and I know they're going to be changed coming up next year. There are three or four, maybe even more than that,
right,
rules that they're going to try to simplify the world of golf.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, right?
I think so. It's definitely going to be different. Dropping the ball is going to be different after a penalty or a free drop from a cart path, that sort of thing, or a sprinkler head. Tending the pin is going to be completely different. And the major penalties that disqualify you are going to be a little bit softer, to where you're going to get two-stroke penalties as opposed to disqualification.
Tapping down spike marks just makes a whole lot of sense too, doesn't it?
It does, and we don't have the spike marks we used to have. We have dents now.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit different, and sometimes you need to poke one of those up and flatten it out so it's more like a ball mark than it is even a spike mark, because it's a dent.
Kids these days don't know what it's like.
Right.
To put on spike mark.
And really, I'm probably even that last generation that really played amongst a lot of spike marks.
I had a situation. This is not a rule question, really. It came up on last week's tournament. It was a PGA tournament or web.com, but somebody, one player chipped to within a foot or so, and it was in the line or close to the next player who was going to play out of the bunker. And the first player did not mark his ball. Now, what's the protocol there? The player playing the second shot say, would you please mark that ball? Or does he have to mark it? You know what I mean?
Right. Without having the rule book in front of me, I don't believe he has to mark it. Most likely the player in the bunker is going to ask him to mark it, especially if he thinks it might be in his way. You cannot ask the player to keep the ball there. If he wishes to mark it, he can mark it.
Okay.
And we've had some to-do lately about some of the pros talking about the fact that, you know, some do mark in some situations, some don't mark in some situations. And I know Jimmy Walker's under some heat right now from some of the other players on the PGA Tour about that, because some things got out that, you know, hey, if I like this guy, I tend to, you know,
leave my ball in play, right?
Yeah.
And you can do that. That's part of the, it's not against the rules.
Right.
Is it a courtesy to the other players to mark your ball? Yes. But that's a courtesy to the other players, a courtesy to the field is what that is.
Sure.
Now, the question on the text line, and I know the answer to this, but I'll let Brian do it. On the PGA Tour, if you break a club during the round, can you replace it?
No. It depends on how it broke. If it breaks under normal play, you made a swing, maybe you caught a tree and it broke on the tree, or just out of wear and tear, the club broke. Yes, you can replace the club immediately, or at the soonest that you can possibly replace it. You can replace it with anything. It doesn't even have to be the same club. So you have a broken club, you can replace the club. So if you put a putter in your bag, you could do that.
What about Ian Woosnam on the first hole throwing his driver into the trees and breaking it? I mean, he can't replace it. No, that was years ago.
So anything you do that you did on purpose, you broke the club over your knee, that sort of thing, that club's out.
He was upset because he had 15 clubs in the
His caddy miscounted the clubs.
And he fired his caddy on the spot.
Right. So tin cup, as you start breaking them over your knees, whatever you have left, that's what you have left.
Five iron. I can always
seven hit. Iron, yeah.
Plus seven iron. I can always hit that seven iron.
That's right.
319-366-1600. I think the most misinterpreted rule is yellow and red stakes with water hazards, or just hazards in particular.
It is.
Kind of maybe explain that a little bit for the folks out there.
So the yellow hazard is a regular water hazard. It's any ball that goes over that hazard and back in, you have to keep the hazard between you and the flag stick. So anything that's yellow, you cannot move in any direction outside of keeping that hazard between you and the flag stick. A red hazard, which is a lateral hazard, in that case, there's some more options with the red lateral hazard, and that can be played in a bunch of ways. That's going to change next year as well. But that hazard does not have to stay between you and the flag stick, and necessarily. It might stay between you depending on which direction you tend to go to drop the ball, but there are multiple choices. So on a lateral hazard, your choices are two club lengths from the point where it entered the hazard, taking the point where it entered the hazard and going straight back along the line of the flag stick in that point as far back as you would like to go. Obviously, in both situations, you can play the ball as it lies. If the water hazard is not full of water or you're barely in the water, you may play it in the hazard.
Can't ground your club, though.
Can't ground your club, right? That's going to change, too.
What is the purpose of the existence of drop zones?
Typically because you can't get to one of the scenarios where you drop the ball.
Okay.
So it's too hard and there's no direction for you to go. So then the committee will create a drop area.
Like on the water par three?
Yes.
Where is that? Players?
At the players.
17. At 17.
Yeah. Yep.
Another question on the text line from 8650, I'm sorry. Any pointers, Brian, for hitting low irons like the 3 and 4? Sometimes I can never hit them very clean. One suggestion I would have is don't throw either one of them in your bag.
Yeah.
Buy hybrids.
Right.
That's a legitimate question.
It's a great question because it's a physics question is what that is. So I don't know what your club head speed or your ball speed is. So it depends how fast. And if you're hitting an 8 iron at least 150 yards, then a 4 iron is proper. If you're not hitting 8 iron over 150 in just a nice natural swing, not overbearing swing, then a 3 iron isn't even an option for you because the physics of that, you need more ball speed for today's current golf ball. The golf ball changed. Mm-hmm. So thus, we don't play 3 irons, 2 irons, 1 irons, unless you're Dustin Johnson or Tiger Woods or somebody high speed. And again, that's a dozen players on tour. The 400 tour players are out there. That's and including both tours, WebDot and the regular tour. I'll bet that's 24 players total.
Yeah.
That can play anything above a 3 iron, meaning a 2 iron. And most of them carry a 3 at the most. You'll see some driving irons of some sorts, but those are typically more hybridish a little bit to help them as well, because the golf ball really did change quite a bit.
A follow-up from the same texter, I hate hybrid woods. Traded them for 3 and 4 iron. I hit my pitching wedge 150 yards. I have a graphite 5 wood, but my swing speed is too quick.
Yeah, so the graphite isn't going to make a difference in your quickness of your swing, because a stiff is a stiff today. So whether that's made of steel or made of graphite, a stiff is a stiff. Obviously, there's different stiffs within different manufacturers and where that point is of a stiff, but they're the same. What you get out of graphite that you don't get out of steel is you get to drop weight and create more speed. Otherwise, they're identical golf clubs.
This person is hitting a pitching wedge 150 yards. Should be able to hit.
Should be able to hit a three iron, four iron.
Yeah.
If a pitching wedge going 150 yards, you should be able to hit a 3 iron, right? And then the hardest part is to treat that club a little bit more like a 7 iron, especially the hybrid, and hit down on it a little bit more, and that'll climb the face a little better. our tendency is to try to help that ball into the air. If I gave you a tennis ball and a tennis racket and said hit it on the ball flight that you want to see, you'd throw the ball in the air, swing up, and we would all be able to hit that tennis ball on the flight that we think the golf ball should go on. That's easy. But if you think about what the direction that tennis racket is going, it's going in an upward motion. So when we grab those longer clubs, we try to hit the golf ball the same way, but the club has to actually have a descending angle for the ball to climb the face. Yeah.
319-366-1600. So we talk a little bit about the rules and applications, and things are going to change next year, rules to make golf more fun. You don't have to take the flag stick out, I know, is one of them
next year. And just think about the fun rounds that you're, maybe it's men's league, just simple men's league, and you're out playing, and you got a long putt, somebody's maybe filling around near the water hazard or something, it's taking them a little bit longer, and you decide you're going to hit your putt, and it goes in.
And, count it.
Right, it's good. You don't have to worry about the flag stick anymore.
I like that.
Yeah.
And something that happened to Dustin Johnson a couple years ago at the U.S. Open is not going to be penalized now. If you do not intend and hit the ball with your club and the ball moves, it's not going to be a penalty like it was a couple years ago.
Right. In his case, that was a bunker that he didn't realize he was in. So the disqualification, when that happened, he would have got a 2-stroke penalty instead for grounding his club in that, what was that, a 6-inch bunker? I'm not sure why that was called a bunker. That was interesting to me in itself. But he would next year would have gotten a 2-stroke penalty as opposed to a disqualification. Yeah. As long as you didn't sign a scorecard.
A lot of courses, maybe not a lot, but plenty have fescue areas on the course. And we're going to see that perhaps in the U.S. Open as players hit it in the junk.
Right.
My question is this scenario. I hit my ball in the fescue, which would not be an upset by any means. I find the ball, but I can't necessarily identify it.
Right.
Are you allowed to mark it in that area?
Absolutely.
And identify your ball?
Yes. So you would take a tee out of your pocket, mark the ball. I typically like to have another player there with me when I do that. And use your index finger and thumb and literally pick up the ball, look, identify it, and set it right back. Mm-hmm. So that ball doesn't need to get up anywhere near your knee. It just needs to get lifted a couple inches off of the turf. Take a good look at it and let the other player even identify it with you. Yep, that's your ball, and set it right back where it was.
I guess that applies to anywhere on the course, but especially in that long grass.
Yes, yes. And next year, too, this year, you know, when you're looking for your golf ball in that long grass, if you happen to bump it and move it, it's a penalty this year. Next year, it will not be a penalty. You'll be able to put it back with no penalty.
Mm. All right, there you go. And more of your questions for Brian. We're going to talk some U.S. Open. That gets underway tomorrow when we come back. It is a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at Dupaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through Dupaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that Dupaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at dupaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at toyotaiowacity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details. Star Equipment knows tough terrain and tight spaces can present a real challenge on your job site, but Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers are a brilliant solution. These little wizards function like a compact dump truck with all-terrain traction, better maneuverability, and the versatility to dump from the front or from either side. They make your trickiest job site projects quicker and smoother. Rent or buy Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers from Star Equipment and navigate neatly through your next project. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with carts for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
350, back Wednesday edition of Gym Class here on KGYM. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class. Started off talking and remembering the flood of 2008. The crest, of course, today back on June the 13th of 2008 at 31.12. And talk some golf. U.S. Open starts tomorrow at Shinnecock Hills, where it is lightly raining today, and the USGA just came out with a statement. They say that is good. That's a good thing, because they didn't want the course to be too hard and fast too soon in the week. Now the forecast looks good for the rest of the week, not too hot and windy. The wind is going to be up, so hopefully they won't have a redo of what happened in 2004 at Shinnecock when they lost a couple of the greens. But
yeah, by Sunday they'll have the garlic press back out and get all that water out of the greens. And
yeah, it sounds like it is right where they want it to be, and that probably means, gosh, 2, 3, 4 under par. That's what people are thinking anyway.
Right.
This is a tough. Have you ever played Shinnecock?
I haven't.
Okay.
It'll be fun to watch them hit some terrible shots.
How tough is too tough, though?
I don't mind the 2, 3, 4 under par.
I don't
think
either.
That's good.
I like it.
It's hard golf for them. It's fun to watch them be a little frustrated like you and I and really go out and have a true challenge. That's a true challenge.
I know Golf Channel last night had a feature, Jaime Diaz did it, about the USGA has kind of lost what the U.S. Open was about in the last few years. And I was there last year at Erin Hills for a day, and it was terrific. Erin Hills is a course that is tough, but they didn't have any wind all week, and it played soft, and they went deep under par.
Right.
And that's not what you remember the United States Open for. You remember the United States Open for just barely getting under par.
A couple of 4 players maybe under par.
And that's what they're thinking that's going to happen this year.
Right. And they've been in and out of that over the years, so that's okay. It you can't control the weather, that's for sure.
Record number of amateurs in the field, 20. And what must they be going through as they go to bed tonight?
I think they probably just got in their hotel rooms, put their table in the room a little bit on edge, and practice putting.
They're not staying on Tiger's dinghy.
Right, right. So the reality is they're going to play the hardest golf course they've ever played collegiately. They do play some fast and furious golf courses, no doubt, especially some of the Pete Dye courses that they'll see during NCAAs. Those are tough golf courses, but this will top all of them in that sense. So it's going to be a real challenge for them.
Mm-hmm. You always know, and if you have a comment, 319-366-1600 on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. You can always write down, there's going to be some guy that jumps out, an amateur or some professional you have not heard from in a long, long time.
I hope it's the NHL ref.
Yes, the NHL ref would be a great one,
right.
To be there and to jump out. But there's always going to be that guy going into Saturday that's going to be in contention.
Right.
And that's another part of the story, because anybody can get in the U.S. Open as long as you have, what, one or two handicap and get it through a couple of qualifying things.
Right. The whole basis for the movie Tin Cup.
But you can be there.
On the text line, I'm sorry. Sorry if you've already mentioned it, but has an amateur ever won the U.S. Open?
Yes, but it's been a long time.
Bobby Jones?
Yeah.
Bobby, yep.
Going back into that era, into the early 20th century.
Right.
But it's been a long time since an amateur has won. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to see it ever again, but I'm not going to say never.
Right.
Good chances
you won't.
No. But you know what? There's some, Mark mentioned 20 amateurs are playing, and these guys are phenomenal.
Right.
You had a top 10 last week with the young man from Ole Miss, who's in this in the U.S. Open as well. And I know a lot of people think he's got an unusual swing. He's kind of John Daly-esque a little bit.
It's all right.
But,
as long as you can repeat it.
He makes it work.
Right.
He makes it work out there. Thornberry is a young man's name, I believe.
Braden Thornberry.
And he was in contention at Memphis last week.
Right.
Playing toward the end out there. Who do you like? I don't think this, we said yesterday, I don't think this is a Tiger course. A lot of people saying that he's going to have to hit it straight, and he's going to have to putt really, really well, a lot better than he's been putting.
Right.
Maybe we're wrong. I don't know.
It's hard to say. I know he spent this last 2 weeks just really working on his putting, which tells me he's striking the ball well. So if he finds something with that putter, he could be in contention. Jordan Spieth is always a good player for that type of golf course.
Yep.
He's very methodical and calculating. I like that. He'll think out that golf course well, think through it well.
If Rory McIlroy was putting better, I'd pick him in a second. But he's struggled on the greens.
Yes, he has.
Right.
I think it's Ricky Fowler's week.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Huh?
I'm with you. I like how he's maturing into his role now and how he's been playing better in
just
some of the
majors.
Just
got engaged.
He's betrothed.
Right.
Well, not yet.
Right.
He's off the market.
I like Scott's pick, though, too, Brian.
Yeah.
If he sticks with it.
I'm sticking with it. I'm going with Justin Rose.
Okay.
I think it's a Justin Rose-type golf course, and
right.
He's been probably playing as well as anybody in the world right now. And with that in mind, again, how do you overlook Dustin Johnson?
Right.
And what he did last
week. Nobody's talking about the only man on earth capable of winning the Grand Slam, Patrick Reed.
Right.
It was almost like, yeah, okay, he won the Masters and done with that.
He's being dismissed. You
know? I know. I picked him in a pool.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun 4 days.
Right.
And it's the USGA getting back to its roots a little bit. They tried things at Erin Hills. I think Erin Hills is fine. I'm not sure the USGA is going to take an open back to Chambers Bay. I think they'll take some USGA events back there, but I'm not sure it's going to be a US Open.
Right.
Maybe a senior, maybe a women's, whatever the case may be. But they tried a few things, and now they're going back to kind of the basics over the next 10 to 15 years. So that's nice to see.
Right. I agree.
Well, in answer to the amateur question, Bobby Jones, yes, he won it 4 times. But you know who the first one was? First amateur to win the U.S. Open?
No.
Francis Ouimet.
That's it. I knew the answer,
subject
too.
Of what, the greatest round ever played?
Yes.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
Who's your pick, Brian? Do you have a pick? Or are you just going with, oh, you picked Ricky. That's
yeah,
right.
I like Ricky.
Yeah, picked Ricky. Well, maybe Ricky would have a movie if he wins. You get engaged on a Saturday and you go to Shinnecock and win the U.S. Open.
Right.
Be a nice story, wouldn't it?
Be a nice story. Nice story indeed. All right, we'll meet again in 2 weeks with another edition of Caddy Smack, and everybody get out there and play and enjoy Father's Day playing, and good to see your dad here in studio with us from
Thank
Texas.
You. Yep.
He didn't have to call you today.
Right. He can
he still may.
Chirp in my ear the whole way home.
Get out and play, everybody. That's the main thing, and we'll talk with you again coming up in a couple of weeks. Good to see you, Brian, again, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right. This has been Caddy Smack in the Gym Class. Stay tuned. Coming up, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They're going to talk about the subject of our Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com here, and it has to do with the NCAA. Which NCAA rule change do you like better, easier transfer rules or four games for red shirts? In case you missed it today, you can play up to four games. The NCAA has documented and still take a red shirt season.
Horrible.
You don't like it, but they're going to talk about it.
Watch
coming up.
What Saban does at Alabama with that rule.
I agree with you. Right. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Tempur-Pedic's toughest competition? Ourselves. Yep, we invented the bar, and now we've raised it. Introducing the all-new reinvented Tempur-Pedic. Designed with our most pressure-relieving material yet for your most rejuvenating sleep. It adapts in response to your body's unique needs throughout the night and beats the standards that we were the first to set. The most highly recommended bed in America just got better. Experience the new Tempur-Pedic today. Find your exclusive retailer at Tempur-Pedic.com.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the bring-your-own-phone plan from Straight Trade.